Tell me what was her name? Tell me what was her name? Shake this cage, all filled up with silent rage. All my life has been a scare. How did I wind up behind bars again? Everything I try comes out wrong. I wanna be alone. You came along, Roberta. Must be a joke. A shadow just crossed my last ray of hope. More than 30 years I have spent in this jail. Who sentenced me to this living hell? I have a wife, but that doesn't help. All she ever thinks of is herself. A job, but it don't pay. It's just something that I do every day, Roberta.
Night. Better straighten up and fly, 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 fly right. because I thought I recognized her from my elementary school. I know that was a long time ago, but one day back there in the cloakroom, she taught me something about the golden rule. You know, that's the one where you do unto others as they would do unto you. She did it damn good too. Roboida! Woo, 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 Roboida! Right away, you know, I mean, what is the problem after all? A person's name, how difficult can it possibly be to remember your own name? Well, she seemed to have some kind of problem. I think it was with me, but I appealed to her. I looked her deep in the eye and I said, honey, I think I remember you. I know it sounds like a cheap come on. I know you heard it all before, but I think I remember you from elementary school, Mrs. Long's cloakroom. Well, her look passed across her eyes, and I think she knew that I was telling her the truth. And she smiled, and we walked down the street. And we were talking about all those years that had gone by since then. And it was really beautiful. The sun was shining, it was a spring day, and I felt like everything was gonna work out. Right about then, a cop car pulls up. Two cops jump out, they grab her by the arms, they throw her against the car, they spread eagle her, they start feeling around down there, and hell, I hadn't even been down there myself! Well, make a long story short, they hauled her off down to the pokey, and I knew damn well I was gonna be the one stuck doing something about it, because I was the only one who even knew what was going on. I went to a bar, I had a couple drinks, sure, you would too, because going down there and walking through those police doors is the scariest thing that you ever want to go through. And I walked in and I said, you got a girl here? Her name's Roboida! Well, the cop opened the book, you know, he made a big show out of it. He was doing me one great big favor, and I said, man, take that look off your face, because I haven't broken any laws, and I know this girl, she's a good girl, and she hasn't broken any laws either. We can work this thing out. I'm a realist. I live in a world where money pays the bills, and I've got some damn money in my pocket. Now, what's it gonna take? He said, first of all, let's just get one thing straight. What Roboida are we talking about? We got 300 Robertas in here. Is she a light, dark-skinned Roboida or a dark, light-skinned Roboida? And I said, well, things are going these days. You cannot tell a light, dark-skinned Roboida from a dark, light-skinned Roboida. I don't meet those criterion. I'm talking about a girl that's so fine that when the sun rises in the morning, its rays shine down on her. Talking about a girl who, if she was not walking down the street, there would be no moon to look at. You understand the kind of girl that I'm talking about? The kind of girl that you'd call Roboida! a matter of a $250 designer dress that it seemed that she had walked out of a store wearing. Well, of course she would. Wouldn't you? I mean, look at her, man. And I said, come on. $250. And I went out and I called up a friend of mine. He makes loans to people when they're in need. It's a small thing, 10% every hour on the hour, but it's something that can be worked out. And he came on down to the station. He handed me $275. He said $250 for the dress and $25 for a party. And sure enough, when she came walking out of that cell in that red dress, oh man, my mind was doing horrible things. I can barely even speak when I think about it. I just wanna scream. Yeah. Well, anyway, we took our arms and wrapped them around each other like a Bachmann pretzel. And I think we started walking down Center Street. I can't remember, maybe Main Street. And all the cars were screeching to a halt because they had never seen such a sight. Good Lord! Well, Roberta, she was smiling at me because she knew that I meant every word that I said when I told her that I loved her. We were gonna be together from yesterday through the rest of our life. The way that she had lived with me for more than 34 years in my brain. Ringing like a bell every time I looked at another girl. Screaming every night when I tried to read the New York Times Magazine section. Well, she understood. Of course she understood. What do you expect from a song like this? I mean, she knew everything that was in my mouth before it came out of my mouth. Because that was the kind of girl that Roberta was. So we went on down to where she lived, over by this hotel she rented by the week. And we went in. We were talking, kind of getting things straight between us, remembering all those old times. And she had to admit that I seemed to remember those times quite a bit better than she did. But that was only natural in the way that the years had passed by between us. But anyway, one thing led to another, and I wish that you women would kind of cover your ears right now, because boys, at that point she started lifting up the hem of her dress. Well, I was sweating, I admit it, I was a little scared. But I decided that if it was a brave man needed, Rob K was gonna be there to take one look and find out once and for all if that memory was a dream or a dream come true. She started lifting up that dress.